Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're looking at something that's vitally important to us all, and we've discovered that it is God, the Lord, who heals us. We're talking about healing today, and we're going to see people healed today. You know, the Bible says very, very clearly that I am the Lord your healer in Exodus 15, 26. And so what we've got to understand is that God is a loving, compassionate, caring, full of mercy, good God. And He only does good. His will is never for us to be sick or broken or anything else, because He came to redeem us from destruction. He came to heal us. He came to save our lives. He said, I've come to give you life and to give you more abundantly. So today we're going to continue looking at this beautiful Lord and Savior of ours, and the Father who loves us. He absolutely adores us. And in the old covenant, they saw Him as a judge, but in the new covenant, Jesus revealed Him as a Father. And we saw the scripture that said in Psalm 145:9, He says, the Lord is good to all. He's good to all, and His tender mercies are over all of His creation. He's good to you, only always good to you. It's never His will for you to be in trouble or to be sick or anything else. So let's pick up the service again one more time, and let's just get this really in our spirits so we can receive all the promises by faith.
You see, in the old covenant, they saw Him as the judge, and they recognized Him as a judge who was going to get you if you stepped out of order. And if you sinned adultery, you had to be stoned to death. And if you did certain other sins, you'd have to be stoned to death or excommunicated and all that. He was a judge. And then in the New Testament, Jesus came to reveal Him as your Father, as a Father. And for people to make that switch is so hard sometimes. Religion will try to keep you in the place of God is a judge. He is the ultimate judge. He does have the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not in Washington. The Supreme Court is in heaven. And God is on the throne of the Supreme Court. And Jesus happens to be your attorney sitting next to God at the Supreme Court. Come on. The Bible tells us all these things. And so you can't go around thinking of Him as a judge. And I stepped out of line. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to see Him as this mean taskmaster who's just out to push you. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough. He's not your earthly father the way He was. Maybe your earthly father was never satisfied with what you did. Maybe some teachers were never satisfied with the work you produced. And we think God is the same. It's just not good enough. It's not good enough. You've done okay. And you know when teachers tell a kid that, you know, it's not good enough and they've done their best, even if it's a failure, you say, you've tried. You've tried. I'm going to try to show you another way to make it a little bit better. God never comes and says you're not good enough. When you try to stop sinning and you failed, He doesn't come and say, see, I knew you'd do it. I knew you would do it again. That's just the kind of miserable person you are. No, God says, you know what? You did great there, but you let it slip. Let's keep moving forward. Come on, we got this. We got this, not you. We got this. And we see Him as a hard taskmaster. You didn't succeed. You can never do anything right. Who are you? And on and on and on it goes. And we project people's image of us onto our Father. Yes. Don't project the images of your Father or mother, if they were that way, on Jesus, on God. His tender mercies are over all of His works. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John 1:2. Look what He says. Beloved. He calls you my beloved. My beloved. If I walked into a courtroom for a murder and the judge looked at me and said, my beloved, I think, hey, I might get away with this one. God calls you my beloved. And now watch out. I wish above all things. I wish above all things. I wish above all things. In other words, this is something that's got high importance in my life. God's saying. This is very important in my life. God is saying. I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's the will of God. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be wise. God wants the best for you, not the worst. The devil wants the worst. God wants the best. Now, I can choose to go with the worst or I can choose to go with the best. Come on. You got to understand that. Amen. And listen, some people say sickness is a blessing in disguise. It is never, ever, 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 never, ever. Must I go on? Never, ever. Everyone say it with me. Never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, ever, ever a blessing in disguise. Come on, say it. It's never a blessing in disguise. It hurts. It costs money. It's painful. It's disgusting. Sick is bad. Say sick is bad. Say it again. Sick is bad. Say health is good. Say devil bad, God good. I mean, it's a no-brainer, really. Come on, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Read the Word. The Word of God is the will of God. Say it. The Word of God is the will of God. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus went about healing all sickness and every kind of disease. And if it was the Father's will for you to be sick, then Jesus went against the Father. Is that correct?
Yeah.
If it's the will of God for me to have broken my leg, or for me to have got cancer, or for me to have got flu, or for me to have got smallpox, chickenpox, whatever you want to call it, if it was the will of God, and those people that Jesus was with, the will of God was putting all leprosy and all dropsy and all kinds of things on those people. And Jesus went around healing all. Everyone. There's not one person in the New Testament. You can read it from the book of James to the book of Revelation. There's not one person from the book of Matthew, sorry, to Revelation. There is not one person, not a single one, that went to Jesus for a healing that didn't come away healed. In fact, some of them didn't even ask him. The woman with the issue of blood, she just grabbed his cloak and she went away healed. Some of them weren't even saved. There was one who wasn't even a saved, the Syrophoenician woman. She said, my daughter's vexed with a demon. Come and heal her. And he said, listen, it's bread. This is the bread of the children of God, covenant people. That's us. He said, it's for the covenant people, not those outside. However, your faith, she's healed. I mean, God is healing. You touch him, you get healed. You touch him, you get love. You touch him, you get peace. You touch him, you get joy. I mean, can't do anything else besides. All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. James 1:17 tells us all good gifts come from him. All good gifts, only good gifts. All. So if he was healing people, and remember, they brought people in multitudes and they laid them on the side of the road that he might touch them, and they were getting healed. In fact, God so much desires for people to be healed that he even allowed for the anointing to go through the broken, torn up cloth. When they took the Apostle Paul's aprons and they cut them up and sent them around the country, people were getting healed. That's how much God wants you healed. It's so much he wants you healed that when Peter's shadow walked past people, the shadow caused their healing. God is for healing. He's not for sickness. It's never his will to make you sick. He never thinks. And listen, it's never a blessing in disguise or any other way. Sickness is not a blessing. Well, God's trying to teach you something, brother. Well, then just learn it by reading it. Why get sick to learn it? And you've had it for 10 years now. You don't learn very quickly, do you? Amen. Come on. We've got to be real about the Word of God. It's not the will of God for you to be sick ever. If you believe it's the will of God to be sick, then you're in trouble. You're already in trouble. You cannot get rid of it because it's God's will. You can't beat God. I can bind the devil. I can't bind God. Amen. And so he says this. Listen to this. I recall Jesus saying to the Father, hey, as this is Matthew 26, verse 39. He said, Lord, not my will. Your will be done. So if he was doing the will of the Father and healing people, guess what God's will is? For healing. To heal the people. And then Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. John 5:19. And he went around healing people and blessing them. But we're talking about healing today. And he went about healing people. So it wasn't the Father's will. He said, I only do what my Father's doing. His will was for healing because Jesus healed the people. Yeah. Amen. He said, I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 6:38. I've come to do the will of him who sent me. And he went around healing every single one of them. Everyone. Not one did he leave out. He healed them all. And he said, I've come to do his will. So it's never God's will for you to be sick. Never. Ever. Say, it's never God's will for me to be sick. Never. In John 10:30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. So if Jesus did good, then God does good. Because Jesus is God. Jesus is the Word. The Holy Spirit is God. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They're all in perfect agreement. Different function, but same God. Amen. And then in Mark 3:22, it talks about a kingdom. Jesus says, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. He said, even if Satan were to stand against himself, he could not stand. Well, let me tell you something. If Jesus and the Father, if they were divided, if Jesus was divided against his Father, if he was opposing the Father, God's kingdom could not stand. God's kingdom could not stand. If God, can you put that picture up, please, Laura? If God and Jesus were opposing each other, the kingdom couldn't stand. That's what you'd see. It would have come down. The kingdom of heaven would be gone, wiped out. Because God told us those words. This is in red letters. Jesus spoke it himself. He said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. Even if Satan were divided against himself, he could not stand. His kingdom would come crumbling down. God made it very clear that you can't be divided. Listen, you've seen divided people in marriages. Where did that end up? Can't stand. You got to put that under the blood, get rid of that kind of stuff, start speaking love life, and call on the tender mercies of God. And your marriage will stand. But if you're divided, listen, the Bible says where there's envy and strife, there's every evil right in your presence. Where envy and strife is, and listen, only by pride comes contention. So when I'm arguing, trying to correct myself or my wife, or she's trying to correct me, or I'm trying to say why I did what I did, men are great at that. Aren't we great at that? Adam, what did you do? It's a woman. She gave me. Actually, he blamed both of them. He said, it's a woman you gave me. And he said to her, you all know the story. What is this that you've done, Eve? She said, it's the serpent. And it just goes on and on and on.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with